News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
And the majority of Ireland's beaches have attained clean status in today's annual survey of coasts and inland waterways by the Irish Business Against Litter Group, which represents a 50% improvement on last year's result. And Conor Horgan, spokesperson for the Irish Business Against Litter Group, joins us this morning. Conor, I presume this is good news.
This is really good news, Ciara. We've been monitoring our beaches and waterways for the last 8 years. And just a few years ago, there were very few of those areas which were deemed clean, just a handful. Now over half of them are clean. It's a change which has occurred just in the last few years. The other side of the coin, we used to talk about litter black spots at our coastlines. There were areas deemed heavily littered. There's no areas occupying those lower categories now. We've just three areas which were deemed littered: Dogs Bay in Galway, White Bay in Cork, and Dingle and Kerry. But generally, we've seen both at the top and bottom end of our table, we've seen tremendous improvement.
All right. Dreadful to think of somewhere as beautiful as Dogs Bay or Dingle being littered when they are such stunning, stunning beaches. What are you putting down this to? What are you putting this down to, this improvement?
Well, I think it's all the more remarkable, Ciara, given that we've had a benign summer where we've had lots of traffic to our beaches. That can prove a challenge to local authorities, where with our unpredictable weather, a beach can be empty one day and full the next. Difficult to deploy resources to clean those areas, but they seem to have done a good job of it, so congrats to them. I think just as we give credit to the Tidy Towns for the work in keeping our towns clean, I think credit must be given to the volunteers, to the Clean Coast groups, that every week clean up our beaches. There's a real appetite for this work, and those groups are expanding. I think we're seeing the fruits of this in the results today. And there's also been changes to the law, like the simple thing like the tethering of caps to plastic bottles means this has disappeared as a litter form. And with the deposit return scheme, we're also seeing a significant fall in the amount of plastic bottles and cans on our beaches. So it's a combination of factors.
Okay, so we're getting better at cleaning up, but we're also getting better at maybe not littering. That seems quite optimistic.
Yes, that's true. And, you know, we've said before that I think cleanliness begets cleanliness. You're probably less likely to ruin a pristine, clean beach than if litter is the norm on that beach. I would mention that coffee cups remain a problem. There's lots of coffee hatches around our coastlines.
These
now,
are the disposable,
and with that, unfortunately,
the disposable
comes
ones,
coffee
Conor.
Cup litter. No sign of that decreasing. If we're going to do something about that, I think we need to look to a levy. That's something that has been parked by the current government, but it's the problem persists.
Okay, and so are coffee cups the sort of number one item of litter? Would you suggest?
No, they're not, but they are quite prominent, of course, and they contain plastic, and that contributes to the problem of plastic pollution, which threatens the very survival of the planet, to be honest. No, the main litter items found were sweet papers, fast food wrappers, and, of course, cigarette butts. Again, they're very harmful in a marine context because they're toxic.
Okay, but nonetheless, this is the best report we've had in perhaps ever, in fact, on our waterways. But thank you very much for joining us on that this morning. That is Conor Horgan, their spokesperson for Irish Businesses Against Litter.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.